1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A federal court has ruled that the Trump administration cannot block congressionally approved funding to expand electric vehicle infrastructure. In a press release on Tuesday, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call announced the court granted summary judgment last week and concluded that the Trump administration's effort to withhold the funding violated the Administrative Procedure Act. Wisconsin joined a coalition of over a dozen states in filing the lawsuit, seeking to protect congressionally approved funding through the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program. Wisconsin is due to receive over $62 million of funding through the program, in addition to the overall economic impact from the jobs created. Attorney General Call also highlighted the environmental benefits of expanding the state's electric vehicle infrastructure, making it more feasible for residents to consider purchasing an electric vehicle. The National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program awards grant funding to businesses like gas stations, restaurants, and hotels to help cover the cost of installing electric vehicle charging stations. The Wisconsin Natural Resources Board unanimously approved a rule change on Wednesday seeking to bring state regulation of PFAS in line with federal drinking water standards. The rule change follows regulations enacted by the Environmental Protection Agency during the Biden administration. Under the Trump administration, the agency seeks to weaken those regulations to reduce which specific types of PFAS contaminants will have stricter limits. The agency's 2024 rule set limits for the two most common PFAS contaminants at 4 parts per trillion and 3 other types at 10 parts per trillion. Under Wisconsin law, the state-level drinking water standard requirements must be at least as stringent as the federal requirements. With the EPA seeking to roll back those previous protections, Natural Resources Board officials say increasing state regulations will better protect residents from the forever chemicals. According to a WPR report, an economic impact analysis conducted by the Department of Natural Resources found that meeting more stringent state-level regulations would not cost Wisconsin any more than meeting current federal drinking water standards. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Can the Bucks make it 3 in a row? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are at home again tomorrow night. They'll host the last-place Indiana Pacers. The Bucks with a 141-137 overtime win over the Pelicans last night. Kevin Porter Jr. with 18 points, back after missing 6 games with a strained oblique.
Yeah, I mean, I've been out. It's been a tricky year individually with my health, and I've been on and off the court, so I definitely just been fighting to get back and trying to stay available for my guys so we can continue to build.
NFL, we're at Super Bowl 60 all week here in San Francisco, and I caught up with Jordan Love last night at a youth football game. I asked Love if he wants more ownership, the offense, heading into his fourth year as the starting quarterback.
More ownership of the offense? I feel like I have a pretty good grasp of the offense and what we do, and definitely have a lot of say in what we do, and I think me and Matt are on the same page with what we're trying to get done. I feel very comfortable with what we do as an offense, and I think we have a great system.
That's the Packers' Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little lingering light snow this morning, then it's just going to be mostly cloudy today with a high right around 34 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a little bit of light snow late tonight. Our low in the upper 20s tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.